Tasty Witch. I told Dorothy Upset Strip wasn't the place where it was at. There were so many sirens and police whistles, you couldn't hear the bongos and guitars anymore.
She told me to find the Wizard of Iz, because if I found out where the Wiz was, I'd learn where it was at.
I told her to stay away from the yellow-green road.
I told her to stay away from the yellow brick road. You're listening to ZBC 90.3 FM in Newton. My name's Matthew Ray. You're now tuned to Connecting the Notes. We're going to be listening to the group Eyeless in Gaza this hour. The duo's been making music for 3 decades over in England, and thought we'd take some time, listen to their music. We're also going to dive into how they approach songwriting and talk a lot about how they record their music and why and all that. So if you got any questions, requests, concerns, 617-552-4686. I'll be here for the duration of the hour. We'll be right back. Hylas and Gaza with their classic 1983 song New Horizon, and before that a song from 2000's Song from the Beautiful Wonton called Mysterious Traffic that released in 2000. Hylas and Gaza is comprised of Martin Bates and Peter Becker from Warwickshire in England. The duo started Hylas and Gaza in 1980 and named the group after the Aldous Huxley, which one of them was reading at the time. Introduced by Steve Parker, keyboardist for the band Brawn Area, the two hit it off almost immediately. As Martin Bates told Andrew Jones of Option magazine in 1989, quote, "It was an accident, really. I was looking for a more conventional lineup, three or four pieces. But as soon as Pete and I started, I loved the whole intimacy of the thing. The immediacy, something that's a key part of my character. I like to work quickly and try to capture what's there, rather than go over and over something. I think Hylas initially probably took this idea to an illogical length. You must remember we were very much a product of the time. We were inspired by everything that happened around us. At the time, we were very struck with Mark Perry's group ATV. This whole thing about doing stuff in one take. It's wonderful. It's really inspiring to think you could capture stuff like that straight away and be fearless about it, and if it didn't work, just pass it by." The group did work at a feverish pace in the early 80s, a process they've been very honest in talking about. We'll hear what they have to say about songwriting, recording, and music in just a bit, but first we're going to hear a set of songs recorded in their first 2 years of existence. Their first release was the 7-inch EP entitled Kodak Ghosts Run Amok, released in 1980. We'll start off with the title cut from that record and follow up with two songs from the following year, Out from the Day to Day and Speech Rapid Fire.
burning star. Lessons in malice, greater than I ever. Solace in battle.
In Gaza with Speech Rapid Fire from 1981's Photographs of Memories. Before that, Out from the Day to Day from Caught in Flux, The Eyes of Beautiful Wonton, also released in 1981. Started out by hearing the title cut from their 1980 debut, 7-inch Kodak Ghosts Run Amok. My name is Matthew Ray. Tuned to Connecting the Notes here on ZBC. We are spending the entire hour listening to the music of the English duo Eyeless in Gaza. The pair have been making music together since 1980. They believe in spontaneity in their work, both in recorded and live settings. These early recordings we just heard were often conceived of quickly and recorded in very few takes. As for their approach to songwriting, Martin Bates told interviewer John Balance in 1980, quote, "Eyeless songs are usually constructed around a skimpy framework written by me. Pete listens to the idea and then thinks of an idea to complement it or rearrange it, and then sets off playing it. I then feed off what he does and suggest a new step forward. The key to the whole thing is spontaneity. Concerning the original framework, I never spend more than 10 minutes or so knocking up the melody. I get the basic idea, and then I tape myself kicking the idea around with the guitar or organ for 5 minutes. If nothing happens, I stop. You can't force the music out. You could, I suppose, labor on, but if you can't capture the intuitive feel of it, then it would sound forced and stiff. The passion is the important thing to capture and communicate, and we can't possibly feel the music if it's forced or labored." He elaborates on this point in other interviews, particularly in 1982 when he told Adam Sweeting of Melody Maker, quote, "As soon as I feel I've got to work to find an idea, like I've really got to construct a piece bit by bit and it doesn't flow emotionally, it seems too labored to me. I'd rather pick something up at the first couple of ideas that come out of my head. Not to say that I'd just play anything. It's still filtered through my own sort of set of values." Eyeless in Gaza were still not signed to a major label, and the record sales in their home of England were not significant. They rarely toured, instead playing one-off shows, especially outside of England. Bates remarked at several of his interviews that their shows were more popular outside of England, and expressed frustration that many of those people did not have access to the Eyeless in Gaza records. Asked by Phil Clark of 16th of September if they could envision widespread success, Martin Bates replied, "In terms of fame and large-scale acceptance, I think it would be very difficult for us to ever get that far. We're too erratic as well. We like to do lots of different things, keep changing all the time. I think it's hard for people to get a fix on us, to know how to relate to us, because one minute we're doing things like sound, paintings, and the next we're on out-and-out pop thing." Hopefully there's a continuity there. It's just that it's coming from us. It's not a problem, something that we're going to worry our heads about because it wouldn't be natural. Just to make the music as it happens is the only way it can be a true expression.
Ooh.
Carlos in Gaza with No Perfect Stranger from 1983's Rust Red September. Before that, Eyeless in Gaza with Veil Like Charm off 1982's Drumming the Beating Heart. And we started that set off with another song from Rust Red September entitled Changing Stations. Just tuning in, we are taking a look at Eyeless in Gaza this week on Connecting the Notes. My name is Matthew Ray, here with you every Thursday from 5 to 6 here on the Z. You can play along at home by visiting WZBC.org. Eyeless in Gaza went on hiatus in 1987, citing a needed change of pace. They eventually reformed officially around 1993. Speaking of the break, Peter Becker told interviewer Phil Clark that year being 1993, well, nobody wanted Eyeless to end in the first place. After the release of the last album we did for Cherry Red, Back from the Rains, we were trying to get a major deal. We got a manager and we were thinking about a rock and roll career, go up the ladder, progress, that sort of idea. I think we were very, very close a lot of times, but we just never found a satisfactory deal. We were nearly there, but the guys kept hanging us on. I think we hadn't worked live for a year. Martin said to me that he was going to do some solo stuff to fill in the gaps. We were talking and he was saying things like, why don't you go and do some things by yourself as well? But he was trying to say, look, it's all coming to an end, isn't it? I think I said to him, I can't remember the exact words, but it was something like, well, better call it a day then, because it's not getting anywhere. I couldn't keep hanging on, but it was all very depressing, you know, to think that a year before, we'd had the support tour with Depeche Mode, and it had built up to something, then there was nothing. The two kept themselves busy. Martin Bates worked with a variety of other artists, including MJ Harris and poet Ian Clark, as well as released some solo material, while Pete Becker got a day job, as he described it, and kept busy as a session player, producing music and engineering. We're going to hear some of Martin Bates' solo material from this time, as well as a song from what ended up being the first Eyeless in Gaza album post-hiatus. The album was 1993's Fabulous Library, which started as a project between Peter Becker and Martin Bates' wife, Elizabeth S., and it became an Eyeless record when Martin Bates joined in the fun. Questions, comments, concerns, 617-552-4686.
Since I can't have you.
never change my plan. It's not really how I am. Since that I can't have you, I am gonna change my plan. Since I can't have you, since I can't have you, I'm gonna change.
Alison Gaza with She Tries on the Jewels off of the album Fabulous Library, released in 1993. Before that, Martin Bates with Overflowing Look from 1982's Letters Written, and we started that set off with Martin Bates' Since I Can't Have You, recorded during the break in Alison Gaza for the 1990 record Love Smashed on a Rock. That particular incarnation of Alison Gaza you just heard included singer Elizabeth S., wife of Martin Bates, and also marked the first Alison Gaza release since 1987. The project started when Elizabeth and Pete Becker got together to work through some songs and ended up seeking contributions from Martin. The recording took nearly 16 months because of limited access the group had to a recording studio. As Martin Bates told the French magazine Omega a few years after the reunion, quote, "To be totally honest, the real reason of the Alison Gaza reconstruction, well, in fact, it is all because of a sort of accident. First of all, Pete wanted to make a solo album. He was busy recording with Elizabeth S., and in fact, he succeeded to record all these songs. Elizabeth was composing the melodies and was singing for Peter's album. They asked me to participate, and someone suggested to bring us together and call this Alison Gaza. It was accidental." Martin Bates continued during the same interview, saying, quote, "Since we now have our own recording studio, I think we are inclined to use it more and more. This can be very exciting by itself. We use the studio in a much more advanced way. In addition, totally incidentally, we are starting to use much more cassettes than before. It's very fascinating. The process that is applied in order to create music is very amazing. But don't hide your head in the sand. It is really a privilege. For Peter, as well as for me, the music is finally an investigation between us. It is an exploration. We are never certain how things will turn. this is good. The spontaneity is equivalent to the freshness. From my own viewpoint, I do not want to, I would not dream of working again with songs that are sequenced and programmed. That's why the Fabulous Library album, which had been started as a solo album of Peter's, is very different from our other works, because he prepared everything on a computer. Pre-programmed work. I can't stand it all. I cannot bear to be the second part of this slow and dying way to play music. I am still a defender of the snapshot, the moment, capturing the moment. The first or the second take, that's still the best thing, the better answer. First is the best. Generally, however, as I've stated earlier, it is Peter Becker that introduces the hazard and the accidental elements into our work. Although we both bring dissonance, we both bring sweetness, we both bring melody, we both bring love, we both bring hate, we both bring ourselves. Hylas and Gazza with two songs from their 2000 album, Song of the Beautiful Wonton. Started off with the song Fracture Track and followed that up with The Leaves of Life, Seven Virgins. Those tracks are back-to-back on the album. They sequence just that way. Hylas and Gazza are still active and continue to put out music independently and play special one-off dates, usually around Europe. The emphasis on recording new sounds and being comfortable with their approach is still there, and their most recent release is an EP entitled Butterfly Attitude, released on Downwards in March of 2012. In March of this year, Fact Magazine sat down for an interview with Martin Bates. Asked to sum up the evolution of Hylas and Gazza, Bates responded, "I like the way the songs and sonics have run, obviously. However, as a general rule, personally, I come to feel more and more that recordings are where it happens. Records or recordings are more alive in many senses that live concerts aren't. Of course, I feel that the two things are intrinsically different, and I also feel that the art of playing live concerts is a peculiar and a most special and rare occurrence, each concert being a unique happening for want of a better expression. But for me, records are the creatures that you send out into the world, things that will always live, creatures that live and breathe and take on lives of their own beyond the moment." Hope you've enjoyed this hour of Hylas and Gazza. There's a ton of music out there to be had by these guys. Do check them out. Very sincere, very real musicians. This is a song from the new EP. It's called Dust. We might have time for another one here. It is 6 o'clock. You're listening to ZBC, 90.3 FM in Newton. Liz is up next with Echoes Ephemera. That song's called Tell by Eilis and Gaza. As I was doing the show, a caller called in just to make mention that he used to hear Eilis and Gaza on ZBC all the time, and a fairly beloved DJ on the station actually signed off with the song Invisibility. So here it is on ZBC. Liz is up next with Echoes Ephemera.